The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at our Business on the Edge podcast. That's Business on the Edge training radio podcast. We have a free subscription out there for you and premium content as well as you want to grow and excel in your business and your life as well, professional career. San Jose Women's Business Examiner, that's a free subscription. So if you want to go out there and you search for San Jose Women's Business Examiner, you can apply for that subscription out there as well. We got Twitter, Business on the AD, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page for the women out there on the edge, women in business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrations. You know what I mean? Got to get it out. We got to get it out. We're women. We got to get it out. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and on the edge at businessontheedge.biz with your questions, comments, thoughts, topics that you might want me to talk about as well. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I am excited. I want to go to some business news for you today, but I'm going to bypass that because we have a lot going on this show. I am excited. I am so, so excited. We are bringing more and more resources and tools to you for you to excel in your business, in the workplace as well. So when we're talking about some of these things, maybe certifications, it could be anything with regards to the workplace. It can benefit you even if you're not a business owner. So don't get caught up that you're not a small business owner. Understand that this show is about your lifelong development, your legacy, what you're going to do, what you want to accomplish. And we got it all here for you here on Faith and Business on the Edge. I've got some great guests in my studio today. I am excited to have these particular guests, and they're a little bit different than what I've seen with regards to some of the technology. So I don't want to give it away just yet, but the name of the company is MobileWise Global. Like, what is that? MobileWise, W-I-Z-E, a play on words there. And MobileWise Global is, I think they're going to turn apps upside down in terms of your understanding. They kind of messed me up with some of the information that they gave me. So I'm looking forward for them to share more about their company. So I have Paul Singh in the studio with me, CEO and founder. He is the IT brains. He is the Steve Jobs, the guy who has made this mastery of technological solutions to mess up just your whole thinking. And I'm going to tell you, this is great for ministries, churches, businesses, restaurants. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the brochure here, and you got the Pentecostals of Hayward. So if you're listening, go. You guys are on the cutting edge of what is happening with technology. Good for you. Congratulations on that. And Ron Aquino, marketing and sales. Of course, we got to sell this. We got to make sure we get it into the right hands so you can move forward and develop within your businesses. So I'm going to start with Paul Singh. Paul, thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate you being in the studio with me.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
So MobileWise Global, and I'm looking at your brochure here, and it says complete mobile business solutions made easy. Explain that to the audience. What does that mean? Just break it down for us. We want to know what you got going on here.
Well, you know, we started off building a lot of different mobile types of solutions, and with the interest that, as you know, everywhere else, that the push for every company out there for a consumer-based initiative or engagement is going to be on mobile. Everything today is happening on mobile. So with that in mind, what we did is we took a look at all of the marketing activities and things that, that are required for a business to build those relationships and connect with their consumers, and put together a suite of technologies that we think work well together. There are companies out there that do things sort of one technology at a time, and what our specialty is in putting a whole package together for our business. So there's not much for them to worry what's missing and what is not missing and how to make all these things connect. Mm-hmm. So we work with everything that you will need to capture a new audience and to connect with your current audience and either to increase revenue or engagement and those kinds of things, and build that loyalty. Everybody's out there trying to build a very, very strong loyalty, loyalty rewards.
That's correct. Yeah. Now I'm looking at this brochure. It's fantastic. If you want, I just have to tell you now, I just have to stop for a second. You got to get connected with these guys. If you know, and I'm going to share some things in later in the show in terms of some of our intentions here at Business on the Edge, but they have, you know, loyalty rewards. Paul, you just mentioned that. And you've got mobile ordering. You've got mobile websites. Wise Wi-Fi, that's W-I-Z-E, Wise Wi-Fi. Digital wallet, which is a big deal. You know, if you're dealing, you know, if you deal with Passport, I have Passport on my iPhone, you know, so when I travel, I'm able to use that as well. But all-inclusive services. Now, we're talking to a faith-based audience that tends to be behind the anything that's going on within mainstream, let's just say mainstream, we tend to be behind. We tend to be behind media. We tend to be behind technology. We, you know, on accessing. This is a cutting edge, and this is an opportunity for them to not be behind, but be right on time with what's happening in the mainstream workplace, businesses, running your business. And so talk to us a little bit about, we have about 3 minutes before we go to our first commercial break, but talk to us a little bit about just the, you know, the loyalty rewards, the benefits of that. And how is the Pentecostal, actually, the Pentecostal of Hayward, you know, using this within their ministry as well?
Yeah, the great questions. Loyalty rewards is very big in all aspects of business. Of course, anything from restaurants. Restaurants are really capitalizing on loyalty rewards. In the faith-based community, it's about, you know, loyalty is it can be thought of in more than one way. It's not just a purchase or kind of a thing. Think of a congregation, and think of getting your attendance up higher. Right. So that's sort of a loyalty base, right? Trying to get that attendance higher. So what we do is we create this program a little bit differently than we would do with a point counter, for example, as you would have in other businesses. For the faith-based community, it would be a pass that goes into somebody's digital wallet. And the intention is to call it some sort of either a membership or a VIP, something that you can term that makes sense, that it establishes you as a member of that community, of that church, of that organization, right? So you're carrying it proudly, saying right. that this, look, this is what I have, I'm the member, and this is where I go. Now, that pass is very powerful in that, one, you can share it with someone so that they can also get connected.
Right.
And the other big thing is that it gives you a direct connection for the organization to communicate directly to anybody who has this pass installed in their digital wallet by sending them a push notification kind of a thing. It's kind of like a text message that appears right away. There's no cost for these things. But the key thing about that is it's a 98% read rate within 2 minutes.
Right, right.
So you can deliver timely information about your program, about reminders to attend certain activities, that kind of thing. And that's how you increase that attendance factor.
Yeah. Absolutely, and right on the spot. We're going to go to a commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith, and then I'm going to go back to Mobile Wise because I know you want to hear more. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. SMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right. You could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Have you been beating down the online job boards, paths, in hopes of winning that job? Amazon, got news for you, everybody. Amazon is now hiring 600 people. Get your application into SMX Staffing today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company. You got weekly pay. You must have a GED or higher and at least 18 years of age. If you fit these basic requirements, submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com or call 510-792-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. SMX Staffing, Amazon hiring 600 people, 600 jobs out there. So go after it. If you have been out of work, you know, everyone, please go out there and you know, take a stab at it. You know, find out what's going on. We're sitting here and we're talking to MobileWise, and we're going to get back to them in just a moment. But we're going to bridge the gap between business and faith here for a moment, and then we'll circle back with my friends here in the studio about some of the goodies and more information about their so awesome product and service here. I'm trying to keep my cool here. I'm kind of losing it with these guys in the studio. God's thoughts towards you are good. They're good. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God's thoughts towards you, towards us, are good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. And he says, well, how do I bridge that faith in your business thinking with that? You know, when you started school, you started preschool, or, you know, maybe you went straight into kindergarten. You know, kindergarten is that first step, really, to going to doing one thing to get you to 12th grade, to get you to graduate. Now, how you do that through that process of time, first grade, second grade, third grade, and so on, is up to you. You can choose whether or not you're going to get an A. You can choose whether or not you're going to get a B, C, D, F. It's up to you, and it's dependent upon your attitude towards your life. Now, I'm going to say this again. God's thoughts towards you are good. God desires for you to excel. He desires for you to live life to the fullest legacy that He has planned for it. How you live it through your entire life, there comes in free will. And you can choose. You can choose how you're going to live. You're going to choose. You can live it with excellence. And says, you know, I really believe that God's thoughts towards me are good, to give me a future, to give me a hope, to allow me to live the life that I'm supposed to live on this planet. He has a plan for you. Everyone's plan. His plan is not for everyone to be behind a pulpit somewhere. Some of you are going to be in the tech world. Some of you are going to be in the entertainment world. Some of you are going to be in the education world. Some of you are going to be in the medical world. Some of you are going to be in different types of kingdoms, if you will. But you need to understand that how you traffic through these areas are going to be your attitude towards understanding what God's thoughts are towards you. And if you don't know God's thoughts towards you, you know, you can be anywhere on that scale. And I'm going to just tell you, you can know God's thoughts towards you and still be getting an F. I was out this last weekend, and I was going to grab something to eat. I was just famished, and I just wanted to go get me something to eat. So I went to Wingstop. You know, I like chicken, just saying. And when I drove down this particular street, I saw this little old lady sitting in a chair, camped out. She's homeless, and she just caught my attention, and we made eye contact, and I kept going, and I went and got something to eat, and I sat, and I ate in my car, and then I thought about her while I was eating, and I thought, I should probably stop and I don't know, have a conversation with her. Just something about that eye contact that just kind of did something to me. So on my way out, I drove past her. I saw her again, and I thought, well, you really should stop and just have a conversation with this lady. So I turned around, and I drove up, and I pulled on the side of her as she's camped out on the side of the road with all of her, whatever her belongings are, that's it, grocery carts, all of that. And I pulled up, and she's reading the Bible. And I look at her, and I speak to her, and she says, hello. And I said, I'm going to park, and I'm going to come talk to you. I'm just curious. There's something going on with this lady that just has drawn my interest. And so I sat, and I talked to her for about an hour. And her name is they call her Mama Faye. And so homeless people that were riding by or walking by, they're on bikes or on foot or whatever, they all knew Mama Faye. And they you could see that there was respect for her. And I asked her, I said, why are you here? She's obviously intelligent. I mean, when I say intelligent, I mean, she's educated. You know, she could talk to you about politics. She could talk to you about education. She could talk to you about world events. She could talk to you. She's a native Indian from the East Coast. I mean, she was just engaging. And if you speak to her on the phone, you would have no idea that she's sitting on the side of the road somewhere, you know, with her world belongings right there. And I said, why are you here? And she simply said, by choice. God's thoughts towards you are good and not able to give you a future and to give you a hope. And he's given us free will to live our lives. And her choice is to live the way that she's living. Now, that's not God's best. But what's so awesome about God is that he'll use anything, any situation, any circumstance. And I could see, because of the circumstances she's chosen to live in, she reads her Bible, she loves God, she believes the word of God, and she's an influence in a community that you drive by every day and don't say a word to. Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that God is not missing anyone anywhere. And so we chatted and we talked. And I told her the next time I'm going to come and I'm going to wear something so I can sit on the ground, you know, bring my chair, because I enjoyed the conversation with her. And she told me, she said, you know, she said, it's not against the law to live in a tent. I mean, she was messing up my whole just theology, basic thinking. I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. And what I'm saying to you is that she had a lot to say. And I believe that she's helping people within that community. You know, when this country began to be settled, you know, they weren't living in, you know, $3 million, $5 million homes. You know, somebody was living in a tent. Somebody was living in, you know, a covered wagon. And so sometimes we look at people and we misconsider who they are because of where they are. But God's thought towards everybody, mankind on the planet, is good and not evil, to give them a future and to give them a hope. And whatever you choose to do, and whatever's not working for you, whatever, maybe you've got, you are in business and you've got more bills than you've got customers. Maybe you've got more personal bills than you've got income coming in from your job. Maybe you've got whatever situation. I promise you that God's thoughts towards you are good and not able to give you a future and to give you a hope. And if you just hold on, if you just hang out, if you just trust God one more time, just a little bit longer, I promise you he's not going to let you down. And begin to speak to him and talk to him. I talked about prayer last week. Begin to speak to him and ask him about those situations. You know, he's about stretching our character and stretching how we act in a bad situation. If we act, you know, the Bible says, whatsoever is in a man's heart, the mouth speaks. When we are in the right situation, stuff comes up out of us and we're like, well, where did that come from? You know, what did I just say? Because God is trying to stretch us and help us develop the right character. So when he gets you to the right place and gets you before kings and queens and presidents, you know how to behave. But I promise you, his thoughts that he has towards you are good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope for your business, for your family, for your workplace, for everything that is going on. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1100 KFAX.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. It is time. We are in our power, people, business, ministry corner, resources, power businesses. And so how do you find great resources? That is always the question. What are you looking for? Everyone's looking for something. We're shopping for something every day. We have something on our mind every day. What do we need? What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development? Do you need a job? Is it access to multiple connection points? What is it? We're trying to bring it to you here in the Power Resource segment. And I'm going to start off with SMX Staffing. You heard earlier that we did a little live ad for them about Amazon hiring. And I've got Danya Khatib on the line here with me. And she's going to tell you a little bit about these hiring positions at Amazon. Hi, Danya. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am fantastic. Thank you for coming on with me and sharing with us what Amazon has going on. So tell us about these 600 positions that Amazon has.
Okay, so first of all, we're staff management, and our recruiting office in Newark, we only hire strictly for the Amazon warehouse. And currently, we're preparing for the peak season, and we'll be hiring 600 people for a warehouse associate position.
So what is warehouse associates? What does that mean?
So basically, the job description will be loading the packages, unloading, and scanning them in the warehouse.
Okay, so you said peak season because we know we're coming up on, you know, the holiday season. You know, you have Thanksgiving coming up, you have Christmas coming up, and all of, you know, so this is a seasonal position?
No, for now we're hiring permanent. Later on, we'll be hiring for seasonal.
Okay, so out of these 600 people, these are all permanent positions, or what if someone calls and says, but I really just want to be hired for maybe the season. Maybe I'm a college student.
Yeah, that's totally fine. We have full-time and part-time available. What's perfect for students and second job seekers is our part-time position. And if they wanted to work seasonal, that's also fine with us.
Okay, and so how can they get a hold of you? What's the contact information, the applications, where are they available, and what is the telephone number that they can get connected with you?
So they can always contact me on our office number, which is 510-792-4641. Once again, it's 510-792-4641. And to do the application online, they can go on apply.smjobs.com and put in the job code 7M3S. Once the applicant is done with the application, they can contact our office to schedule an interview, or they can just walk in Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and you said that application number is 7, M is in Michael, 3 is in 3, S is in Sam?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure that we have that for you. Thank you so much, Danya. And again, this is an exciting opportunity for you to get connected with Amazon. That's SMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right. You could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Have you been beating down the online job boards path in hopes of winning that job? Amazon is now hiring 600 people. Get your application into SMX Staffing today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company, weekly pay, must have a GED or higher, and at least 18 years of age. If you fit these basic requirements, submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com or call 510-792-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. And remember to put that little number on there, SM3, M as in Michael, 3, S as in Sam, S7M3S, and Danya Khatib will be there to help you and get you on the path of maybe a career with Amazon. Thank you, Danya.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to MobileWise. MobileWise, we're talking about you guys. I want you to give me your pitch. This is a power resource round. And how can customers get a hold of your services? And MobileWise is on your mobile phone. I mean, you can see it. You know, you make the websites mobile ready. You have loyalty rewards. You have mobile ordering, which we'll talk about in the next segment. So stick around, everyone. And then Wi-Fi, MobileWise Wi-Fi, which I like very much. But how can customers get to you to get opportunities to get this product and service?
Just like her company name says, we are at mobilewiseglobal.com. It's the wise is the W-I-Z-E. That's really the key. Mobilewiseglobal.com.
Mobilewiseglobal.com. And when you spell wise, that's W-I-Z-E. Mm-hmm. And you want to get a hold of these. You know, I have your marketing and sales guy in the booth here with us. So he's kind of laid back and relaxed. And I think he needs to work a little bit. So we're going to put him on right now. And so if you could pitch to the audience in terms of the value of this, he's the guy that you would talk to anyway. So let's put him to work out here. And this is Ron Aquino. Thank you, Ron, for being in the studio with me.
Thank you so much for having me, especially at the faith-based radio. I really admire the faith community.
All right. Yeah. So what is your pitch to the MobileWise Global? What are customers saying about this app? What is your feedback?
Well, basically, instead of having to hire the whole IT team, marketing and everything, we take care of that for them. I would give you an example of having to have the whole marketing with, let's say, for example, you are Starbucks. So you know how much money they have to spend to get all their marketing done and everything. They would have to hire a few marketers, ITs, and everything like that. Sure. And the salary of those people is probably a lot of money. But with the small business, how could they afford that?
That's correct.
So we come in and we do all the things that basically what the big companies does with a very economical budget that they could afford.
Okay, and so you kind of bundle all of these things together, and it's kind of like a turnkey, one stop shop, get it done, and they can just keep things moving with regards to their mobile platform. And I just have to tell you that you have to be mobile. Your company, your ministry, whatever you're doing must be mobile. Brick and mortar is not going, it's not going to totally go away. But the problem is that people are doing business through mobile accessibility. And if you miss that, you are going to, it will hurt your company and it can cause you to go out of business. If you said, I'm just going to stay brick and mortar. Well, and even with the church, churches are very much brick and mortar. They still are kind of behind that. We're just now seeing competitive web presence with the faith-based community because, and when I say competitive, you know, in terms of their web design, in terms of what they're doing, you know, we still have many churches out there using WordPress, which I do not recommend. I'm just not a WordPress person. If you're going to choose something, low cost or no cost, Wix.com is a better way to go. And so mobile-wise, I have to tell you, getting connected with these guys and making sure that you will fit whatever they need. They can pick and choose. It's kind of like a menu.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, what they need. And so you can start one place and then they can kind of expand. You scale with them as well. Whether you're a ministry or whether you're a small business owner who happens to be, you know, faith-based, that you love God. So get connected with MobileWise. And why don't we go ahead and go to a break? And when we come back, we'll do a couple more pitches and then we're going to get into some other stuff with MobileWise and what this technology actually does. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We have shoved so much into this show. I love it. I love it. Just, you know, if you miss anything, let us know and we'll get the information to you. I get emails says, hey, what was that company you were talking about on the show? So you can email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz and we'll get information out there to you. How wise is your business mobility? Are you ready to do business in today's mobile market? Do you want a mobile wise site, a wise pass, wise code texting, and wise Wi-Fi for that cutting-edge mobile customer appeal? MobileWise Global is Silicon Valley's business market's fully integrated, cutting-edge mobile business solutions to the small and mid-sized business. A full suite of mobile services creatively designed to drive increased profitability. Today, business is won in moments, and you want to capture those moments. The epicenter of these moments are the I want to do, I want to go, and I want to buy mobile moments. MobileWise Global has the wise mobile solutions for wise websites, wise text messages, wise Wi-Fi, and a wise pass, your live channel of communication that offers an instant medium for feeding information to your target audience. Don't leave your business on the sidelines. Get your business MobileWise. With MobileWise Global, go to www.mobilewizeglobal.com. That's mobilewise.com. And again, that is www.mobilewizeglobal.com or call 888-509-8288. That's 888-509-8288. Get MobileWise. I am excited about that product. I tell you the truth, Business on the Edge is going to be MobileWise in several different areas. I am going to go to Tri-City Health, Joe DeLay, and we're going to share a little bit about how well the Tri-City Superhero Run went. How are you, Joe?
Hi, Margaret. Thanks again for having this opportunity to share this event with your listeners today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was out there with you guys a couple of Saturdays ago at the Superhero Run, about killed myself trying to run a 5K. You know, running in the gym and running on terrain, you know, that has some ebbs and flows and some, mm-hmm. and even your path had some slight hills. I mean, you had to run up something. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes. It's totally different from running on a treadmill versus running outdoors. It's a little more challenging, but it's great being outdoors. The venue had a perfect picturesque background.
It
was gorgeous. It was a beautiful day.
Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, took me to my knees in terms of the run. And in fact, a police officer ran me in, I think it was like maybe 50 yards, and I thought I was just going to pass out. And so he's just kind of weighed down with all of his gear, you know, body armor, whatever he has on. And he's kind of, come on, you can. I'm like, you know, dude, I'm just ready to just pass out. But he, you know, he just started pressing me, and I thought, well, let me do my you know, I used to be a sprinter in college, and mm-hmm. so I says, well, let me do that last 50 yard sprint, because if he's got all of this and weighing down and he can, you know, he wants to run against me, I just have to bring it. And so I put on my sprinting shoes and we got into the finish line and I passed out on the other side.
Very nice, very nice. You know, it was actually quite surprising to see them, because initially the plan was just to have them pass out medals. And when I saw the fire department and the Fremont Police Department out there encouraging the runners, I thought that was really, really great.
They were, and they got me into that finish line. So let me give you an opportunity to just thank your sponsors and the participants. I think it was a fantastic event myself.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yes, definitely. This event wouldn't be possible without the support from our sponsors, which includes Kaiser Permanente, Haller's Pharmacy, Unitech College, Pacific Commons, Sutter Health, Palo Alto Medical Foundation, InView Imaging, Alameda Health Consortium, CHCN, AC Transit, Chick-fil-A, New York Life Insurance, Fremont Bank Foundation, as well as Pacific Bay Pediatric Dentistry. So, yeah, that's quite an impressive list. We're really happy to have them supporting the event.
Absolutely. And you guys had plenty of food out there. I enjoyed myself. My son enjoyed himself. And let me just tell you, as a result of that, my son and I are actually running on terrain, you know, a couple of times during the week. We'd like to do it every day, but our schedules don't connect for us to be able to do it together every day. But we're running. We're running. We're doing about a mile.
That's great. And that's exactly what we want to hear. We're trying to encourage the community to just take care of themselves and take the opportunity to reach out to the resources that are out there. I mean, there are races every weekend during the weekend. Wow. And what sets us a little different is we have the health fair at the finish line. So basically, you have the resources. It's just a matter of coming out.
That's right. That's right. Well, it was fantastic. You guys did a great job. Tri-City Health, Joe DeLay, and your leader there, Dr. Zeddy Page, mm-hmm. and Alfredo Larco, you guys did an absolutely fantastic job. I have to applaud you. Thank you so much. And those that participated, thank you for coming out. We appreciate it. Joe, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Margaret. Thanks for having us.
Sure. So we're going to, I tell you, so much going on. Isn't this stuff exciting? This is what's going on around you. Faith-based community, this is what's going on around you. Get connected. I'm connected with so many people, and I'm so honored to know many, many of these folks. So we're going to get back to my friends here in the studio, MobileWise. So we've pitched you a little bit, but let's get into some of the features of your solutions that the faith-based community can benefit from. So I'm going to let you, Paul Singh, the CEO and founder, share a little bit more about MobileWise.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so we talked about loyalty rewards. That's obviously a powerful feature that you
correct.
See there, and that could be cross-platform within any community. The other big one is Wi-Fi. And as you know, everywhere people go today, they expect to have Wi-Fi.
That's right.
The Wi-Fi demand is getting higher, and the first thing you go anywhere, you go, "Do you have Wi-Fi?
Exactly.
Do you have Wi-Fi?" Yeah. And you see businesses now actually put these big old signs that says we have Wi-Fi here just to get that customer in. The faith-based community also would benefit greatly from that. Having a Wi-Fi presence within a building or a structure where people can come in and connect is very powerful for them, as you know. People actually look for it. But what happens to the organization? What is the benefit that they have from a person logging on? That is the other question, really, that we need to look at. So with our platform, what happens is when a person connects with your Wi-Fi, they connect with your social profile. So there's no passwords or anything that the organization needs to manage at all. It's a self-service environment that runs on our servers. So a customer or a person would actually look for the Wi-Fi, see the screen, it would say, "Welcome to our organization," and click here to log in. So they log in with their Facebook ID, their Google ID, whatever information that they put in there is theirs. So there's nothing from the business that they
sure.
need. When they log in with their Facebook account, they agree to the terms and conditions of the Wi-Fi, which is a good thing. And then immediately after that, they're presented with a page that is designed for that organization to have easy links, easy access for actions that person could take. Click here to see our prayer schedule. Click here to become a loyalty rewards member. Click here to learn more about our services. Click here to learn more about our pastor.
Right, right.
Instant information that should be at their fingertips
right,
to
right.
take action on.
Right. And this could work really well for the unchurched, because the unchurched audience has friends who are connected to some church, probably. And then if, since they can share, you know, the mobile-wise, they can get connected and then kind of learn without actually first going to the church. Maybe they don't want to just go, and they want to kind of take you for a test drive virtually.
Yes.
And then, you know, learn a little bit more about you and says, okay, maybe I will. Because sometimes it's kind of, people are uncomfortable and it might be like a cold bucket of water, you know, for them to walk through your doors. And it's like, how do I, you know, what do I do? You know, wow, this is really weird, you know, depending on what you're doing in that particular church. But this is a great way for them to take you for a test drive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it only gets better after that, because once the person actually connects, it's great for them. They can actually connect and look at that page, and then they can do whatever they really wanted to do by getting on the internet. What happens on the back end is that our system captures that information about that person. For example, if they logged in with their Facebook ID, what our system does is it mines their Facebook profile for public information. Nothing private here, no concerns like that. But it'll mine their information from there and store it in a database.
Right.
So the information that you would automatically connect would be things like their name, their sort of age group that's on their public profile, their email IDs, where they're from, what their home city is, the number of connections that they have, you know, are they a popular person or somebody that just got onto Facebook. So it would collect all that information, and then it would track it.
Right.
So here's an automated mechanism then that the organization could have, even for to get some sort of attendance records.
Mm-hmm.
So when that phone, that device actually leaves and comes back in a week and 2 weeks, the system's tracking, hey, we know this guy, I know who it is.
Right.
And then over 6 months, 8 months period of time, you can imagine that just by giving this Wi-Fi service, you can learn a lot about your congregation. Who's attending? What is the age group that's coming the most? Where are they coming from?
Right,
is it male or female?
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is very valuable information, really, the analytics, that otherwise there's no way for them to capture.
That's right. This is so cutting edge. I got to go to a break, but this is, the show today is too short. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. It has been something. It has been something on Faith and Business on the Edge. We've had it all today. We've had Mobile Wise. We've had Tri-City Health. We've had SMX Staffing. Get a job. I'm just saying. Really? Quit, you know, if you got someone sitting in your house that's a couch potato and they won't get a job, you're like, you just go get a job. They're throwing it at you. I'm on Faith and Business on the Edge talking about Amazon is hiring 600 jobs, permanent, long-term, and seasonal, you know, so for those holidays. So if you're a college student, needs some, you know, money during the holidays, this is a great place for them to be. In fact, my son is going to get out there and do it as well. I encourage it. And so, you know, get some money in your pocket and progress forward, you know, with SMX Staffing. Who else have we had on the show today? Am I missing someone? It has just been so much. And again, let me recap with this, that in our second segment of Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith, and if you're just tuning in, Jeremiah 29:11, and I repeat this, God is so good. He says, you know, the thoughts that I have towards you are good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. God is always, when he thinks about you, he thinks good things about you. He's not like, oh, what is Margaret doing? She is always messing up. I'm telling you, if God charged me with everything that I do, you know, it just would not be a good day. It would not be a good day. You know, I think that I'm a pretty good person. So, but you know, I have my moments. But if God charged me with everything that I did and didn't have the mercy and grace that he gives me and the patience he gives me with running a company and with, you know, doing something that is so out of the ordinary as a business coach. I'm an out of the box thinker. I do things that, you know, people will say, you know, that's not going to work. that's not, you know, and I'm one of those people, like, I'm so glad that I don't listen to you. And I just go ahead and believe what God has for me. And I'll go out there and take a risk, because I know that if I'm risking anything, I risk it in the Lord. So it's all good. But mobile wise, real quick, mobile ordering, how can a church use mobile ordering? They could order, what, CDs, videos, DVDs, things that's just books, you know, products. This is awesome. So we got the Wi-Fi Wise. We've got the mobile websites. And so explain really quick to the audience what mobile ready means. And you can get your website checked, you know, with a Google tool that allows you to check to see whether or not your website is mobile ready. But explain that quickly before we get out of here.
Yeah, that should be priority number one for any organization, is to make sure that their website is mobile ready.
Right.
And you can go to Google and just put in mobile friendly. Mm-hmm. It'll bring up a link, and you put in your site in it. It'll analyze it for you and let you know whether it's mobile wise or not. And it is critical, no matter who you ask these days, that it has to be mobile.
Right. We did a check on our sister station, KDOW. I do a show, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can tune in and check me out over there. It's a little bit more radical, so don't get mad at me, y'all. But we did a on-air mobile check. I knew we were going to fail, but we have since rectified that. But again, you know, you want to be mobile ready. And so if you're thinking towards that, you're thinking towards those successes, definitely get connected with MobileWise. And how can we get a hold of you again?
So it'll be MobileWiseGlobal.com, MobileWiseGlobal.com. Or, of course, we can be reached by 888-509-8288.
Yes, and that phone number again is 888-509-8288. This has been an excellent show. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing MobileWise Global. If you're not doing it, whether you are faith-based, non-faith-based, whatever your business structure is, this is a great place to start. Even if you're starting out, this is a great place. You know, they're going to scale with you. So this is a grassroots place, and you can't budget if you don't know how much it costs. So find out what the requirements are and get that done. You guys have a great weekend. And with Silicon Valley, go to my website, businessontheedge.biz. We have a training class coming up in October 24th, Faith in Business Entrepreneur Seminar. Come out. That is an all-day seminar that is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And from 3 to 4, we're going to do a networking event. We'll see if we can get MobileWise out there so you can talk to them as well. In fact, we're in the same building there, huh? So come out, connect with us, get registered. You can get registered on my website, businessontheedge.biz. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be good to somebody out there, y'all.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.